Everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Scott Klein, and with me today are two individuals to talk about the Data Migration Assistant. Now, we've had you here before about a month ago, and you're new.
Yep.
So why don't you take a second and introduce yourselves, and then we'll get going. So why don't you get started?
Yeah, so my name is Raj Pocharaju. I'm the Senior Program Manager in Data Migration Team.
Mm-hmm.
And our team is primarily responsible for all kind of data migrations from foreign platforms, from legacy sequencer versions to the modern SQL platforms.
Yep. Okay.
And I'm primarily responsible for SQL Server upgrades, and as well as the SQL Server migrations to cloud.
Cool. Awesome. All right. Go ahead.
Hi. I've been here, Akash Verinkar. I'm an engineering manager on the data migration team, working with Raj, building these awesome tools.
Okay, so you were here about a month ago to sort of introduce the Data Migration Assistant, correct?
Yeah.
And this is a follow-up. So last time we sort of just introduced it and talked about here's the tool, here's initially what it does. Today, what are you going to show us?
Yeah, so welcome to the part two, first of all.
Part two?
Part two of the Data Migration Assistant series.
Yep.
In the first series, in the first video, actually, we introduced you the Data Migration Assistant DMA 1.0. Which enabled the assessments to migrating to the SQL Server platforms.
Yep.
And then in this video, we are going to be showcasing you the Data Migration 2.0.
So we're already up to 2.0?
Yes, 2.0.
Which you think we're already up to 2.1, last week.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yes. That's right. Zing. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. All right.
So this DMA 2.0 is released at the SQL PaaS Summit.
Yep, okay.
During the keynote address, actually.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then this enables the actual migration from on-premises to the modern SQL platforms.
Okay.
And as well as from on-premises to the SQL Server on the Azure VM.
Gotcha. Okay, cool.
And today, Akash is going to give a demo how the migration works in the DMA.
Sweet, okay,
yeah,
cool.
So before we go there, I would like to, can we go back to the vision? I would like to talk about a recap about our data migration team vision. As you see, is enable customers to move to the modern data platform to gain the competitive advantage through their business insights.
Right.
As you know, with the data analytics and as well as the machine learning advancements, that completely changes the way that we work with the data. Data insights is became very critical aspect for the business.
Mm-hmm.
And currently, the business is required to gain insights into the data and as well as use that data to really transform the way that they work with their customers, the way that they show the experiences to the customers through their applications and their operations.
Right.
So Microsoft Data Platform is in the forefront of the data evolution, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at Data Migration Team, our goal is to enable these customers to migrate to the modern platform so that the customers can really focus on gaining the business competitive advantage through the business insights.
Yeah.
So that's kind of our goal.
Okay.
So aligning with our goal, now we have this data migration assistant mainly reduces the effort for you to upgrade to the SQL servers.
Right.
So it has two workflows. One is the assessment and the other one is the migration.
Okay.
So in the assessment workflow, we really automate the previously manual and as well as very overwhelming process of checking your databases, static code,
yep,
for the breaking changes.
Yeah, we saw that last time. So it goes through and says, here's, if we're upgrading from this version to this version, here's the breaking changes and what we recommend. And
yes.
Yep.
So in the migration workflow, what we did is that now people can migrate their data, their schema, and their SQL Server logins and Windows logins to the modern SQL Server versions and as well as the SQL Server running on the Cloud VMs.
Cloud VM, okay.
That is something that Akash is going to demo you.
So it's a kind of a two-part process. Here's the assessment, right? And then, hey, if we want to migrate, go ahead and migrate, right? Schema and data.
And data.
Logins and, yep.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay. Right. So that's, wow, that was a lot of work in 1 month.
Exactly. And in fact, we even shipped 2.1 just after PASS within 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of asks from customers where they were saying that, hey, this tool works great when I'm assessing few databases, but if I have to assess like hundreds of databases and I need something of like an automation script.
Yep.
So we immediately enabled a command line version for assessment, and shipped that in 2.1, and I'm also going to demo that.
Sweet. Okay. Yeah. All right. Is it demo time?
Yep, this is demo time.
Demo
time. Exciting period, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
So, yeah. Let me open Data Migration Assistant. So this is already available on Download Center, the same link. Mm-hmm. Existing customers can just use the Refresh MSI.
Yeah, so I think you need to escape from your presentation.
Presentation?
Yep, okay. There we go. And then, there we go, perfect.
Okay, there we have. So now, last time when I showed this demo, this migration was coming soon. Mm-hmm. Now it's already there. So let me start a migration project. Let's call it Get to SQL again and create.
So does it do, if you do just a migration, do you have to do, like you selected the migration, does it do the assessment by default?
Good question. So basically, we always recommend to do the assessment at first.
Okay.
Find out all those breaking changes and then, you know, come up with a plan to fix those breaking changes. You know, once you migrate your database to the target version, then you can be able to apply those fixes before you open up your database.
Right.
To
so the migration business. Is not going to also do an assessment.
No,
we do not enforce assessment during migration, but we advise you to do an assessment before that.
These are two independent workflows at this point, but we always recommend to go with the assessment at first.
First, right? That makes sense.
So in this particular scenario, I'm going to demo migrating a server that I have on-premise to a SQL Azure VM that I have in cloud. Mm-hmm. And when we say migration, the current workflow, what it supports is, it supports entire server-to-server migration. Mm-hmm. So the hypothesis is you migrate all your databases. It will migrate all your logins. It will make sure that all the logins are mapped correctly, even if there were some logins already migrated before. And then the apps should be just able to connect to this new database and work.
Okay.
That's the hypothesis over here.
So the app just needs to change the connection string.
Just the connection string, and it should be able to work. Okay. So let me select an on-premise instance that I have over here. It supports both Windows and SQL authentication. Mm-hmm. We do enforce encryption, but if you want, you can remove it. We advise to always use that.
Okay.
It also specifies what credential this account with which I'm connecting is required on the source server. So it requires a control server permission on the source server instance.
Sure.
Now let me select my target server, which is this particular server, which is nothing but a SQL server sitting on a VM in cloud, but it is connected through express route to our corp domain.
Okay. So
we want to make sure that we have that VM connected through the on-premises network through either VPN or Express Cloud, or any other technology.
So it's domain joined to your on-premise environment, right?
Yes.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to migrate like logins and things like that.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, it also tells you what the permission is needed on the target server. You need a sysadmin server role. Mm-hmm. So let me select next. At this point, it will scan through all the databases and give me a list of all databases over here. Now, on this screen, I can specify the way it will migrate. It will just use simple backup and restore technology that already SQL Server supports.
Okay.
So it asks me for a shared location where the source server has permission to take a backup and the target server has permission to restore from there.
Okay.
DMA and the user running DMA doesn't need to have permission in any of this folder. So it asks me for this folder. So let me provide a folder location that I already have here, which I've already created, preferably a network share. However, if needed, you can always choose this copy database option where you can provide two separate locations. And in this case, DMA will do the copy operation. But at the same time now, the user running DMA will need permissions on these folders also.
Okay.
We recommend not to do that because it just introduces another step of failure.
So, okay.
And it just slows down the migration.
Yeah. So the scenario where customers might want to do that is if they don't have a single folder where both source and target can have an access to it, then they can do this copy over.
Yeah, so it'll copy it to the one location, the DMA will copy it to the other location where the cloud server. What about copying to Azure Blob Storage, for example? And I guess that depends on the type of backup we're doing.
This is a full database backup actually.
Okay.
And then we're not currently taking the backups to the cloud URL.
Okay.
So it is just kind of backups happens onto the local or the network.
Okay. Yeah.
Initially, remember I mentioned that the scenario it supports today is a express route connected VM.
Yep.
So we expect this is a network share or a drive which both the servers have access to. In future, we will have scenarios where we are going to take a backup into Blob. So that let's say you can go to SQL VM, which is not even connected. So that's what we will work in future, but today it doesn't support it.
Okay.
At the same time now, I can just provide this one location and say next, but at the same time, I can even go to individual database database and tweak these settings. Like, I can change the database name. If you notice over here, the same location got copied over here. I can change the data file and the log file locations. For now, I won't change anything. I'll just go with the default set DMA selected for me, and let me click on next. Now, here is where it will apply all the settings to each database, do all the validations, like, hey, this DB already exists or not. Are the permissions correct or not? It will try to do a verify only restore and see whether the restore will succeed or not in future once the backup is done. So it will do all those checks. And now, once the check succeeds, it lists down all the logins. Now, for each login on the source server, it tells me the login type, the default database, the status on the source, whether it's enabled or disabled. And at the same time, DMA now gives its own insights whether this login is ready to move or not. So for example, the ones that you see over here, which is a mix of Windows and SQL logins, it says that all these logins are ready to move. But if I scroll down, there are these four logins, one SQL, four Windows logins, and it says that this login already exists on the target server. Because, for example, over here, I am the user. I am the user on the target machine. But, and DMA doesn't select them by default. However, you can choose to migrate this. And what DMA will do is, it won't migrate the logins. It will keep your target logins as they are. But it will migrate the securables, and it will map the orphaned users.
So it won't remove the login, but it'll, like, all the securables and things like that, right? It'll remap.
They will be remapped to the already existing logins on the target machine.
So we don't break the existing applications on the target server, if there are any.
Mm-hmm. And at the same time, there are some which the SQL component had created, and we say that, hey, you cannot just migrate this. These are disabled.
Okay.
And at this point, I just click the Start Migration button, and here is where the magic happens.
So
initially what it will do is it will migrate all the databases in parallel. And once all the databases are migrated, it will start migrating the logins, because to map all the users, it needs all these databases to be present over there.
Okay.
And it does all these databases in parallel. The current degree of parallelism is 8 that we have set through config file, but the users can change it based on the cores available on your source and the target server.
Yep.
And you can even have more migrations happening in parallel. And now it will start migrating all the logins.
Okay.
The beauty of this workflow is, the login migration and database migration, even though you see over here happening together, they are not tied to each other. They are independent. So for example, I can create a migration workflow and say, hey, I have my own automation scripts to migrate my databases. I just need this to migrate logins. You can migrate your database the way you want. You can come here, deselect all databases, and just say, these are the logins I need to migrate, and move forward.
Okay.
Same thing applies to databases, and you can also pick and choose. So this is usually a scenario where we notice that many people, they are done with partial migration. And now they are stuck, like, hey, I have some logins here, some logins there, some DBs here, some over there. What should I do at this point? You can come to DMA, and DMA will resolve all those logins for you.
Oh, okay.
So that's the kind of scenario we are handling over here.
What happens if either one of the database migrations or something fails? It's in parallel, so if it's not an all or nothing, I'm assuming. If one migration fails for whatever reason, the rest will migrate and then tell you, hey, this one failed because of X?
Yes. They can continue with the rest of the migration.
Okay.
Yes, it's the best effort at this point. So if one fails, we still continue because each DB, each login is independent.
Okay.
And you will, as usual over here, I don't have the export report yet because the migration is not complete. But once everything is done, I can export it and it will have all the detailed report of what failed, what succeeded.
Okay.
It also shows some things on the UI itself.
Okay, cool.
So the good thing here is that, you know, when it comes to the data migrations, right, it's just not migrating your databases. It is about the other server objects which the applications are dependent on. For example, in this case, the logins.
Yeah.
Right? And then in the future releases, we are going to add more server objects to it. You know, SQL agent jobs, SSIS packages. A lot of these applications are dependent on some of these objects which are sitting outside of your database.
Yep.
We want to make sure that we provide a comprehensive solution, a one-stop solution where it's going to take care of all your migration needs.
Right. Okay.
Right? Yep.
Very nice.
And while the migration is happening, right, I got some exciting news for you.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to, it's been like 3 months we released our, you know, DMA 1.0 version.
Yep.
So far, we got around 60,000 cores that are assessed, 60,000 cores that are assessed, and around 70,000 databases that are assessed so far with our DMA assessment.
Oh, really?
And then it's been only 3 weeks that we released the migration workflow. We already see around 700 cores that are migrated to the latest platforms. And as well, that comes down to around 400 databases.
Wow, so people are actually downloading and using this tool to do an assessment and to migrate. And
Then if you look at the total number of downloads, it's 7,000 so far.
7,000 downloads?
Yeah, since August.
Total or just?
Total since August.
Okay, since August, okay.
Yeah.
So, very nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So this migration may take some time. So what I'll do is while this continues, because at this point it is mapping all the users and assigning roles and memberships, it's just at step two. So let me jump to the command line interface for DMA, and then we can come back here and look at the result.
Okay.
It will just show mostly everything succeeded, but we can come here again.
Okay.
So with 2.1 version of DMA, if you go to the folder where DMA gets installed, which is Program Files Data Migration Assistant, you will find DMA CMD, DMA star. So you will find dmacmd.exe, as well as the dma.exe, which is the UI version, and this is the command line version.
Okay.
As with any command line tool, you can just type slash question mark or help, and it will give you details of how to use this particular utility. So if you look at the flags over here, it just asks for the same thing that you provided in the UI, just an assessment name, a list of all databases where it treats each database independently. So you can provide connection strings to 100 databases if you need, because this is an automation script, right? You can run it in another unattended mode. The target platform, evaluate compatibility issues or not, evaluate recommendations or not, you can choose both if you want to. And this is a new thing that we have in command line. You can export your results in JSON format. And I'll show you why this is very much important, especially when it comes to automation script. So in this particular case, of course, and then it provides you more examples like how to run the tool for a single database, multiple databases, SQL authentication, and gives you some examples for a quick start. What I have done is, internally, while working with different teams inside Microsoft, we actually created a PowerShell script. Which wraps around this particular utility. So right now, I've just hard-coded what I need as my input arguments over here. And in this particular demo, I'm going to assess these 9 databases that I have to evaluate for compatibility issues and output the results in a JSON format. Once the results are available, I have an import JSON script over here, which is going to import this into a SQL table in a SQL DB.
And then
you can ask all sorts of questions that you need on that table and get all kinds of insights from there.
So basically, it gives you a consolidated view of the assessment of your entire SQL estate.
So let me just start running the script for now.
Now, I noticed that the list of connection strings are just is it just space separated?
Yes, it's just space separated at this point. Right. Yes, because it DMA internally doesn't treat your for assessment. It treats each database independently. So you can have two databases from two different servers. So it asks you for connection string for each one of them. And then once it assesses all 9 of them, it's going to import the results into a table in SQL Server. And let me show you the result. So usually where we have seen where this is useful is think of an enterprise scenario where I have hundreds and thousands of databases and even instances, SQL Server instances. It becomes really difficult when it comes to a migration project. The entire planning part to decide which DBs to go with first, which are ready to migrate, which are not ready to migrate, is a huge exercise.
Yeah, you're managing hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands of databases.
Exactly.
How do you keep track of all
and
that?
And the tool doesn't really solve this massive scale scenario. So now you can run it using such a PowerShell script. You can let it run for nights and days. And once all the report is there in the SQL Server, then you can build, let's say, a Power BI report on top of it. You can write your queries and get your answers from it.
So we are writing a detailed blog on some of these user cases where how customers can really use this utility and then come up with some kind of a consolidated view, and as well as, a lot of the customers are asking, what are my low-hanging fruits? Which databases that I can migrate with less effort? So those kind of views that we can generate, and we're writing an active blog on our data migration assistant blog.
Good scenario, type of scenarios.
You can go to blogs.microsoft.com/data-migration, and all our blogs are present over the release notes and everything. So now, since the script is already done, let me actually go to this is the particular table that we created, report data. And a simple query, like for example, I need to know out of those 9 or even the ones that I've run before, I just need to know the list of databases and order them in the number of issues, for example, based on number of issues. Or just order them by the number of impacted objects, because that will help me in planning, for example. A very simple query. So let me run both the queries, for example. Let me connect it to this server.
You need to go to the database.
Yeah, I need to select the database here. DMA results. Okay. So, for example, it says that, let me expand this.
So basically, it gave all the list of the SQL servers, list of the databases, and then you know, list of those issues that are raised through DMA,
mm-hmm.
And then also gives you a category whether it is a breaking change.
Yep.
Whether it is a breaking change, whether it is a deprecated feature, or
so your script here actually did an assessment at the same time.
Yes.
So you sort of forced an assessment, and then did migration. Or did it do a migration?
No, it didn't do a migration. It just did an assessment.
Oh, so this just did an assessment.
It actually populated the results. But what happened is I had this thing which I didn't comment out, and it just cleared all the data for me. So let me just quickly run the assessment again. It doesn't take time.
Yep.
And then let me run those queries and show you some insights.
So can you also use this then to say to do migration as well?
No, today no. But
okay,
will enable it. Soon.
Okay, so the command line only does a migration or an assessment.
Yeah.
Okay, so it does the. Compatibility assessment where it tells you the breaking changes, and also it gives you a feature recommendations assessment as well. So you would know like what features that you can really leverage going to the target server and then benefit from.
Okay, so the same query is, if I run them now, look at this for example. It says that, hey, raise error, this is a particular DB, to move from 90 to 10, there's only one issue.
Mm-hmm.
And even I can move to 130 compat level, just one issue, fix it, and you're done.
Yep.
Whereas the costliest database is the Get2SQL one that I have, which has around 16 issues. However, if I try to order them based on the number of impacted objects, which is the actual amount of work that I need to do, it's the other way around. Not the other way around, but it says that this particular database empty has the most number of objects you need to fix. Whereas Get2SQL, even though the number of issues were more, the number of objects are less. Now, this is just a very simple query that I run, but imagine with all of this data that you get in the structured format, you can build all sorts of reports. Like we have seen internal teams giving a score to these databases, ranking them in an order, giving a score, something they call like readiness score, like how ready is this to move to the latest platform. And then based on that, you do your entire plan.
Well, that's true too, because you know I could look at this, or maybe you know take it out and throw Power BI in front of it, right?
Exactly.
The dashboard and go, here's a pretty way to look at this, right? But what's nice here is that here's a great way, very quickly, to get an assessment. So I can get the same information through a tool, or through the assessment tool. But you know, if I'm a hardcore, you know, PowerShell guy or a command, you know, I can do this as well.
It really helps customers to prioritize their migrations. Yep. Basically.
Yep.
That's
the one of the biggest issues, right? But I love the fact that you have different ways to get to this and you know, and visualize the results. That's
and
very cool.
Importantly, in DMA, when we released 1.0, we got a lot of feedback from the tool. So we have a section in the tool from where people can send feedback. And we got a lot of asks from customers where they were asking for this. So we just said that, why not? Just let's provide
it. That's cool. Cool. Let's go back to the assessment. See if the assessment's done. That's kind of
the migrations.
Migration.
Yes. In fact, the migrations are all done at this point.
Yeah.
All the logins migrated successfully, and of course, I can export this.
So at this point, we gave as a CSV report.
Yep.
To really store the status of the entire migration. If you want to go back and review it later at a later point of time, you can always use the CSV report to really find out what has been migrated and what has been failed. Right.
Okay. Sweet.
Let me even open the migration results CSV. It will have more detailed insights into this. So the usual way I use this report is I just go to the header. Even though it's a CSV, I just open it in Excel. You can put a filter on it, save it as XLXX. And then you have all this.
You can use the power of the Excel with the CSV file and then.
So basically, almost get the same thing you got in the SQL results.
Yes.
This is very powerful. I love this, right? So not only can we do the assessment in different ways of the assessment, and different ways now to visualize that and make it, like you said, make it very easy to. Prioritize, how do which ones do I want to migrate, but now, I can also do the migration as well.
That's correct.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Gentlemen, this is fantastic. Really appreciate your time. Thanks for coming. We look for version 3 in like next week. I'm kidding. But great work. We look forward to having you back and seeing, what other awesome stuff you're doing.
Sure.
So thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
If they have any feedback, you said there are like 7,000 downloads right already.
Yeah.
So if there's any feedback, what's the best way for them to?
So we have this alias, the DL, the email address dmafeedback.microsoft.com.
Yep.
They can send an email to it. But also in the tool, there is a feature called feedback. They can submit the feedback from there as well.
Awesome. Yep. Good. All right, so everybody start downloading and start migrating your databases. That's
exactly
what we want. All right, hey, thanks for coming, everybody. And everybody,
thanks
for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.